Lesson 6C, Exercise 2.
Overweight USA. It is common knowledge that obesity figures in the USA have risen dramatically over the last 30 years. 75% of American adults are now overweight, with 34% classed as obese, meaning they are dangerously overweight. But why is this epidemic occurring? Weight gain occurs through a straightforward energy imbalance. If you don't use up in energy all the calories that you have consumed, then your body stores the rest in your fat cells. There are several factors in the USA that have contributed to this imbalance. Firstly, people eat differently now. Too much sugar in the diet makes it harder for the body to burn fat. Snack foods high in sugar, fat, and salt are widely advertised and heavily marketed in the USA. Vending machines selling these snacks are found in schools across the country, and calorific fast food is cheap and easily available. Furthermore, portion sizes are famed for being generous. It is therefore easy to eat too much of the wrong food in the USA. Changes in the way of life have also contributed greatly. Many communities are built in ways that make it difficult to be physically active. Americans can drive everywhere, but find it harder to do anything else, as safe routes for walking or cycling can be non-existent. A sedentary lifestyle has developed at home, with the average young American child watching up to 28 hours of TV a week. In the USA, obesity is therefore considered to be a national epidemic, with serious consequences for both individual health and medical expenditure. The medical care costs of obesity are staggering, around $147 billion, so the US government has been trying to combat the problem. The obesity trend does appear to be slowing down owing to government initiatives and greater public awareness. Over the last 10 years, obesity levels seem to have levelled off. But Donna Ryan, president of the Obesity Society, says, "To level off at 34% obesity is no great achievement. It's still very, very alarming."